What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Times.
What's up? What's up?
And LaVon Maynard.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on? Happy New Year. We made it.
That's right.
Happy We're there. New Year. 2022. It's the future.
Right.
Looks a lot like 2021 right now.
Right. I was going to say, like, yeah, everything's going to be much better this year. And that's what we said last year.
Oh, man. It was
New Year. Everything's so going to be a vaccine. We're going to be healthy and everything's going to be back to normal.
I got hopes. I got hopes. We'll get through the first quarter and things will start to change. You'd be like, oh, man, it's so great over here.
Right.
I wish past me could see this.
So now let me ask you something, Ryan. Do you see a black cat walking across your living room right now? Like, is this the Matrix? Like, did they just reset it? It sounds like deja vu. Like, we've said this before.
Right. we'll see. Hopefully, it's not another year of ransomware. Like that will hopefully cool down.
Right.
COVID will hopefully cool down. I got hopes. I got hopes for this year. Mm-hmm. But for those tuning in, I know we took a pretty good break, took a couple weeks off. Please like, share, subscribe, hit that bell and all that good stuff so you can start tuning into us again. We are back to the regular schedule. So Monday and Tuesday are our topics. Wednesday, we have a discussion. Thursday should be Ask SSP. I'm still trying to book somebody. And then Friday is everything else. So if you listen to the Friday episode, we talk about everything but cybersecurity. So TVs, movies, video games, things of that nature. But without further ado, we go to our first topic. I give it to you, Shannon.
All right. So this one's from ThreatPost.com, and this one was written by Lisa Voss, right? And so the title of this one is Google Voice Authentication Scam Leaves Victims on the Hook, right? So Google Voice is one of those things been around for a while, right? Very convenient, one of those things that a lot of us have used, right, in the past. But what's going on with this one is the FBI is seeing activity around it's a virtual phone number scam type thing is what it is, right? And they actually sent an alert out on this, right? So what these people are going for, and this would work a lot in Colorado, right? Because in Colorado, everybody is all about like their dogs and their pets and whatnot. So I can imagine this thing is running wild in Colorado over here with all the pets that people are looking for and may have lost. But the way this usually works though, is you know how people always do the lost pet thing, right? They put something out there. This is the digital age, right? So they're doing it on Facebook Messenger or on Facebook posts or some type of social media, right? So what happens is they'll put these fake online listings out there. And so to tell whether or not you're a bot or not, what happens is you get sent a Google authentication code, whether it be through a voice call or a text message. And then the people have you give that code back to them, right? But what they're doing is they're kind of setting up a fake account, like under your number, you know what I'm saying? So this is how they're getting people now. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, you think it's legitimate, right? Because the verification code that you get sent, this is how we do things, right? It's kind of like the MFA, right? That you love so much, LaVon, right? Like, it's leading us down a bad road now. No, I'm kidding. No, but that's what makes it more legit, and that's what makes it more serious, right? So, so the what happens is you give the code back to the scammer, right? And they link it to an authenticated phone, which is your phone, right? And then they just start scamming based off that, right? And some of the things they talk about in this article to avoid this scam is never sharing a Google verification code of any kind with anybody else, right? Because usually when you do the code, it's you inputting it into a system instead of telling somebody what it is, right? So they're saying, don't give it to anybody else. Deal with these people in person, right? So if for whatever reason you think someone's lost a pet or whatever, deal with them in person, right? Don't do anything online with them. Don't give out your email address, conducting business via phone. And then don't get rushed into a sale or anything like that, right? But yeah, this is one of those things where it's like, it seems so legit, right? Like, I know these codes. I got all these 5 or 6 digit numbers that I get texts from, you know, for verification, you know, for all this stuff. So it seems legit, but lo and behold, it's a Google Voice scam. You know what I mean? So LaVon, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. It's like, the way I think about it is, I think it's It's kind of crazy that a person would go through the hassle or the, I don't know, they try to scam somebody else by saying, I need to verify that you are a person so that I can, quote unquote, return your dog. Like who would go through the trouble of like putting up a fake poster that says I lost a dog, or this article shows like I lost a penguin or something, or a pigeon. I lost a pigeon. Yeah. So somebody's going to find a pigeon and like, oh, I found your pigeon. And like, I need to verify you are a real person. It's like, you have to, first of all, you have to have a random pigeon or some random cat or dog lost in the woods somewhere in the streets. And then someone has to grab it and like, oh, this dog matches that photo. Let me call this number. Oh, now let me verify you are a person and not a scammer. I don't know.
That's why it makes sense. But here's the thing though, right? So like, think of what we're coming out of, right? When COVID first started, right? I remember reading this report where people were getting all these pets and whatnot because they were in the house by themselves, right? So people have all these pets now that they may not be taking as good a care of because now they're back at work or whatever, or they're escaping from backyards or whatever. So it's one of those things where they're going with the times, right? Mm-hmm. Like this has happened before where people are just keeping up with the times and what's going on to try to use that as an attack vector, right?
So, right.
Yeah, I think that's why it's kind of a smart ploy, really, right? Like I'm not looking for no pigeon. Like, hey, you belong
right
now at that point, right?
But right. Like you're gonna call the number, be like, yeah, I saw a pigeon on 21st Street. I think it might be yours, but I don't know. It's such a crazy thing. I just for me, being somebody that's, you know, kind of maybe security conscious, like to be tricked like that into I don't know, verifying like you lost a pet, and then somebody wants you to verify through a Google like a code, a two-factor authentication that you're a person. Like, can't you hear me on the phone, or like, you know, or whatever? Can you give me a call so we can talk? You know.
Yeah. So same thing with trading and selling though. Like, so like offer up and stuff like that is what they're using it for as well. Mm. Like I post a fake ad that I'm selling a couch that you still happen to stumble across, and you're like, oh yeah, I want that couch. Like,
right.
Let me verify that you are, like, I'm the scammer, but I'm like, let me verify you're not trying to scam me. Right. You're trying to sell this couch. Like, so it's kind of playing on people's ignorance.
Yeah, I was gonna say even OfferUp has a thing where they verify your email or phone number or something like that. It's like, it's great.
But do they make you tell it to them though? So like, I've never used OfferUp though, right? But I imagine you take that code and put it into the website, right? That's a secure website, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, nobody ever asks you for the code. Ever.
Right. Yeah. I think the moral of the story is don't do two-factor with somebody else. Like, don't have somebody two-factor you. Like, hey, I'm gonna send you a code. Make sure you verify. Can I have you verify a code that I'm gonna send you? And then I'll make sure that you're a person. And you're not signing up for anything. You're just talking to another human being and saying, hey, I want you to verify this code for me. And then I'll do whatever you need. that's maybe a tell sign right there. What do you think, Shannon?
They want to be perceived as honest. That's why.
Right? Yeah.
So like, you saying, hey, I want to verify you're not scamming me. They're very much going to jump on that. Right. Like, no, right. I'm not scamming you. I'm a good person. Right.
Right.
I'm a good person. Look, I'll give you what you're asking for.
Yeah. 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 It's such an interesting thing, but what do you think about it, Ryan? You have some thoughts as well?
Yeah. I think it's just people get caught up in a certain mindset. You're kind of programmed. Like for us, it doesn't even make sense, right? Like just reading the article, I kept trying to figure out like, how would I fall for this? Like, kind of like you were just discussing, like, how would I fall for this? Like, how could they do it for me to fall into this trap? But I'm used to also giving away at one point in my career, giving away my social for everything. That's what the military did before they flipped over to DOD ID numbers, right?
Right.
So I didn't think, hard enough about it most of the time. Like, somebody would just ask me for my social, like, hey, here you go.
There you go.
So I mean, like, that's not normal in the civilian world. So I'm sure somebody asked you as a civilian for their social, they'd be like, I'm not giving you that. But for me, it was like second nature. Like, everything revolved around us giving out our social security number before they finally switched to the DOD ID number, which can't really be utilized against you because it's not a real thing, right? So I guess it's just different demographics will respond to this differently. Like, maybe if you're a little bit older, a little bit less tech savvy, but you are a thrift shopper, they might be able to get you pretty easily with this type of scam. Like the pet thing is a little confusing because I'd be like, I'm not going through all this work to give you back your pet. But I guess if there's a reward attached to it, maybe that could be it as well. Like maybe that's what, like, because people want the money, maybe. Like,
right, so some incentive.
They incentivize your ignorance. Like they're trying to, like if you get hit with enough stuff over the head, you just be like, finally, whatever it takes to get this money.
Right,
to get this animal out of my house, if the animal were real or what have you. So I can see it. It would be a little bit harder for us because of, our career fields to scam us in this way. I'm sure there's other things I'm not, so savvy on. I'd be like, oh yeah, I've never thought about it that way. But this one specifically, I'm like, nah, you wouldn't get me with this one.
Right. So. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe something that, Google can consider if this is like something that's going on that they can, after they send a verification, they can send some sort of like confirmation, like, hey, thank you for signing up for a Google Voice number. Like we've confirmed that you are.
Yeah. And that is in the article. So the way they get away with that is they'll send it to you. They'll change the language. Like, so when you send up the account, you can say, well, I'm from this country. So you'll you'll get the message, but it'll be in like Portuguese. That's a red flag, right?
I'd be like, what the hell's going on right now?
Some people are just like, they don't really think of it that way. They'd be like, it's just,
yeah,
maybe this person is Portuguese.
That's what should trigger that something is going on, right?
Because
after you did that, you'd be like, wait a minute,
what the hell's going on? That's what I would say. Like, what's going on right now?
But again, I think it's that's not a scam for us.
Yeah.
What I mean? Like there's so many red flags, you're just like, I don't know about this one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little out there, but it's plenty of people getting caught by it. So we gotta, let people know to keep an eye out, keep an ear out for those those scammers out there. You never know.
You never know. Like it seems like every day they're figuring something else out with things that already exist. Like I've honestly have never used Google Voice somehow. I obviously know of it, but I've never had a need to use it. But it's been around. I can remember, I was like back in Alaska,
it was years
almost,
ago.
Almost a decade and a half ago when it came out, and it was like everybody was like, "Oh man, it's gonna be the best thing ever." I just never found a use for it, but now scammers have found a use for it almost two decades later, right? So,
right. Google Voice numbers are handy because you can use them for like, I don't know, if somebody asks you for your number and you don't really want to give them like your real number. Exactly. Yep. You can give them to Google, and Google has a little bit more control. You can actually like, I don't know, you can block numbers, you can do all kinds of stuff, and you can also make it not ring if somebody's hassling you or whatever.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of convenient. It's kind of like a burner line, I guess.
Okay.
That's a good description. That's a good description right there, Lamar. We will be doing a story on this in like 5 months.
Right.
Yeah. The Google Underworld.
The Google Underworld. Yeah,
I just never had a use for it. I still can't really think of one. I don't use my phone to talk to people. So, and I haven't for like a decade.
You ever feel anything out that you felt uncomfortable like giving your phone number out to or anything, like, I don't know, some random survey or like I don't know. No. Any kind of random like thing that you're like, oh, I'm not gonna give my home number, or I don't feel like giving my home number out. You feel weird about giving your home number to or maybe like a random stranger that's asking for some information to
petition.
A petition.
I think I figured it out. I'm rude.
So you'd be like, no. My number.
I just say, because a long time ago before I joined the military, in between jobs, I was a telemarketer. So whenever I get those type of phone calls, I cut them off so quick because I remember the feeling on the other side. Like, I don't want to get into my whole script for you to tell me no. Cut me off immediately so that if the phone hangs up, the auto dialer kicks back off and I'm talking to somebody else. It's like sales magazines too. Right. So I cut them off so fast. Like, I've been told by my wife a few times, like, that's rude. I'm like, I didn't want him to have to hustle. I said, no, he kept talking. I hung up.
Right.
We're done here.
It's to the point now though, where it's not even real people anymore though. Right. Like it's always that automated one. And then like a real one will pick up after a little while. So it's just like, all right, well, I hear the auto, like when you hear that automated voice, you're just like, all right, hang up, block.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right.
But I do it to people in real life though as well. Like if you walk up to me at the gas, like you know, like you're trying to pump your gas, somebody walks up to you to try to sell you something, like to fix your chip windshield or to sell you candy bars or whatever. I don't care, man, woman, small child. I cut you off quickly. Like nope.
Right.
And then we had an awkward stare and then they just walk away because I'm not gonna buy it and I don't want to waste your time.
So. Right. Right. It's true.
Ryan, you are an intense starer, though. I know it's not your intention, but like
I am an intense starer.
it's not your intention, but if somebody does not know you, like, but it's good, right? Because you like you will keep eye contact and you are not focusing anywhere else. Like you're just like boom, like right here. So like if somebody
you have my undivided attention. Like,
yeah. I've been told I'm the same way though, right? Like I'm like, no, I'm listening to you. You know, I'm not mad or anything. Right. I'm listening to you, but
right.
Like it could be misconstrued. You know what I mean?
Well, it works out in my favor. I don't have to get a burner. I don't have to get a burner phone like Yvonne here, who's just so friendly to everybody.
Burner account. Yeah, but now the Girl Scouts don't come to your house anymore.
Right?
They honestly don't. Like. I've made this episode longer, but it's hilarious to me. So when we first moved to our house, because it was brand new construction, they're putting houses up on the street. So we're one of the first houses on the block. We had the solar panel people walking around, and like they got to know me real quick.
Right.
Open the door. They got to a point where I opened the door. If you're wearing a shirt that had the company name on it, I would look at your shirt, look at you, like nope. Shut the door in your face. I'm not trying to be rude. I just don't want you to get into it. You just say no.
Why are you going to open the door? Just like,
are you being for real?
Yeah, because it's like I already heard the line and you don't know that somebody who just came by yesterday, because they would drop them off in a van like Kirby salesmen, and they would approach the houses and try to get the deal and whatnot. And a lot of my neighbors did buy off on it. It was good for them or whatever, but I just was not interested. But I hate wasting people's time. You know what I mean? Like to have a 5-minute conversation with you to not get a sale, I find that rude. Like don't get me into the whole thing where I think I'm going to get you on the hook. Like cut me off quickly. So I wouldn't even, not even words. I just open the door. Nope. Close the door. We're done here. And then I would look on the camera, they would stand there for a second, think about it, like, oh man, that was wild. And they would walk away.
Cold blooded.
And that's why I don't need a Google voice authenticator code. or a burner account, because I'm very to the point. Now the audience knows.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we learned something. We learned something about Ryan today.
You need to just get a no solicitation sign or something.
I did about have to say, like, there's a couple things you could do.
It was on the
door.
Yeah. No solicitation. I got that quickly. Yeah, yeah. Because I thought that's not a real thing. like they don't have to abide by that. They, you know what I mean? Like it's by the peephole. It was like no solicitation. And they just like bing bong.
Right.
Like, okay.
Well, in that case, they got what they deserved. Then, in that case, if you warned them, hey, we don't want anything to do with you, and they still chose to enter the dragon, so to speak, like come get these.
What was it? I didn't yell. I was
these verbal hands.
I didn't yell. I wasn't mean. I was just I gave them like open the door. No, close the door. Moving on.
I don't have
feel
a problem.
Judged. I'm gonna have to show up.
No, I don't have a problem. So we're gonna address this. No, I'm joking. I don't have a problem saying no, but I'll say, hey, can you just leave me a card? Like we'll look into it.
No, I don't, because that's a waste of your card. You get that to somebody who actually wants to buy something.
Usually I am researching every so often though. Like the solar, like same thing you're saying that happened with us. So like when they built us, when we were the newest part of this development here.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. Like it was, you know, all these different solar companies. And I was just like, geez Louise. So we were like collecting cards, but it was one of those things where I was like, this don't work for me right now, you know? So every few months I go back and research it again and then see if it's actually gotten better. You know what I mean? So.
Nope. I guess I'm just a terrible person.
Not at all.
I'm like, no, thank you. I swear I'm going to wrap this up, but I find this amusing because I'm the only one who thinks this way. I was back in the States. A guy was walking up to the pumps. He said something to the guy in front of him. they conversed and whatnot. I was like, hopefully this gas hurries up, gets pumped, because I'm not, whatever he's selling, I don't want it. He walked up to me, like, you know, young gentleman, whatever, like, you know, he's selling something. He didn't even get two words out. He was like, excuse me. I said, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then again, we stare at each other, we blink, and then he walked away. I get in the car, and my wife was like, what was he selling? I was like, I don't know. Because why do we even go that far? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to be wasting your time. I don't want to waste your time. I'm doing it for the people.
Mm-hmm. So here's a way to make it nicer, and you can wrap up after this. Make it nicer by just saying, hey, good luck to you, you know, in your sales or something like that. Like you're giving them nothing. You're giving them not one.
I'm giving them back time in their day.
You are, but it could be misconstrued, man. There's crazy people out here, right? They're gonna be like, I'm gonna find that dude. I'm gonna follow him. I'm gonna follow him home. And you're gonna buy what I got to sell. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
You can't trust people aren't that crazy nowadays, man.
It's true.
I thought I was avoiding that because like we get into it and then I take up 20 minutes of your time and then I say no, thank you. Then that in my brain that would trigger me. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna sell you something. I never get to that point. What if it's established a connection?
And add one more sentence. No, thank you, but good luck looking for people or good luck in your sales or something like that. I don't know.
I may adapt that. I may.
Right. I can't lie though. I've had a few situations like that too. I'm not that super nice either. I'll try to end the conversation quick when somebody's trying to sell something to me, but maybe not like, I won't cut them off. Like I let them finish like a sentence. They'll be like, hey, have you heard about this new deal we have in town? I'm like, no, I'm not interested. And I'll be like, close the door on them. But I won't like cut them off. Like, hey, have you heard? No.
you're only three words meaner, LaVon. Right. Like, you're trying to sit there and pretend like you're not where Ryan is. You're three words meaner.
I let them finish their first like one liner or whatever. Just, as long as I know that they're trying to sell something, I'm like, okay, I'm done with you now. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not interested. And I just, you know,
that is,
I say,
that is nicer.
Yeah. I'd be like a little bit, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Have a good day. And I don't won't let it follow up anymore. But it's like maybe like two shakes nicer than Ryan. Like a couple sprinkles.
I feel like I've gave them the gift of time, right? Because it's invaluable.
Yeah.
You got that time back.
Right.
But for those who are still listening to this episode, mm-hmm, I greatly appreciate it. Happy New Year. Please like, share, subscribe. I swear they're not all as long. We try to keep them between 10, 15 minutes for the topics. Discussion goes a little bit longer. And then the rundown, it takes as long as it takes for us to talk about everything that we consumed. So that one could be anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour. But please continue to share our content. Please continue to listen. And just hopefully you're happy, safe, and you're going to have a good new year. You know what I mean? Like, I just want everybody to have an amazing 2022 is what we're hoping for everyone out there. Hit up the website, www.theothersideofthefirewall.com. Hit us up on social medias. I am at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. I'm on Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Twitter, and TikTok. And you, LaVon?
Yes, sir. You can hit me up on the Twitters at LaVon Maynard.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.
Take care.